How do you do? This is Bridget Thumb from KXCI Community Media.
You know, I remember a time when people would ask how you are and it felt like they didn't really want to know. They just wanted you to say like, oh, I'm great. How are you? And then you move on with the conversation with like the required small talk and a super chill vibe. Like people don't really want to know like how you are. But as we're living through a global pandemic, there has been a change. Suddenly, when people ask me how I am, it feels like they genuinely want to know. A lot of us are going through tough times right now, and it's brought a wave of compassion. I want to start there. So I decided to reach out around me and find some friends, draw them close, and ask them some really serious questions. I hope that you enjoy getting to know them as I have. I want to go beyond how are you and howdy. I'm interested in finding out much, much more. Appreciating the beauty that is all around me, especially the beauty that I can't see. Beauty I can only find with time and attention. I haven't really talked to very many people lately. I notice that when I do, I'm different. I notice that I've changed. The things that are important to me have shifted. I can't really prove it or anything. This isn't that kind of show. All of our guests are artists and creators in Tucson, Arizona. They are people that I love and care about. They're people that I admire. And they were so kind to agree to be recorded. I want to introduce you to them, but I think it's better if they introduce themselves.
Okay, well, I'm Michael Wells. I'm a local artist in Tucson, Arizona. I'm mostly known for my cardboard sculptures, but I'm also known as a painter here. And, you know, I'm a local character. I'm one of the original founders of the All Souls Procession. I've created some events in Tucson, like the Cardboard Ball and things like that. So, yeah, I've just kind of always, you know, been one of those people. Always busy doing things.
Would you say you're a happen maker?
Maybe less so now that I'm in my mid-50s, but yes, probably.
I love it. Is there anything else you want to say about who are you?
I figure it'll just come out in the conversation as we talk.
My name is Nadia Alvarez Mejia. I was born and raised in Mexico, in Sonora, but I grew up in Sinaloa, in Mazatlan. So I'm coming from the sea, living in the desert in the last 15 years. I'm also consider myself, you know, a mom, a wife, a woman, a friend, so many roles that many of us have, for sure. But also I define myself as an immigrant educator. I'm a faculty member and director in the University of Arizona here in Tucson.
Who am I? I'm Stephanie Ings. So I'm an Ings. I'm a daughter to my parents. I'm an only child. I am a friend. I'm a queer Black woman. I am Tucson born and raised. And I am a community member. That's part of who I am.
My name is Rachel Hoblett. I'm an ethnomusicologist. I'm the subject matter expert on American popular music at Pima College. I'm the host of Jazz Sunday. I'm a collegiate educator. I am the wife of a critical care nurse. I'm an Oregon Trail millennial. I'm a member of the local chapter of the NAACP. I'm a recovering Californian. I'm a fourth generation Angeleno and a Tucson resident for over 18 years. I'm a decent home cook. I'm a feeder of two dogs, one cat, and a neighborhood of finches, doves, and hummingbirds.
I am Elijah Thumb. I go to Flowing Wells High School. I do a lot of things at the school. I was recently the mascot, the caballero for the whole school for the football games and stuff. I'm also the head of the film club, which is honestly my favorite class. I have grown to love cinematography and stuff like that. in my eyes, I'm just a high school kid that's trying to make the most of his time. And I think I've done a pretty good job of that so far, because I've been very busy. I had my first job like a month ago. That was wild to me. But other than that, I'm Elijah Thumb. I am your son. Believe it or not, can you believe that this is your son on the microphone right now?
Yeah, he sounds like my son.
Who would have thought?
It's a miracle.
Honestly.
Yeah, you're a miracle, and I'm glad you're here.
My name is Josiah Osego. I wear a few different hats. I'm a father, a husband, a son. I am a clinical coordinator at a substance and alcohol abuse treatment center here in town, a comedian, a graphic designer, and older brother, and a volunteer within the community. So those are the hats that I'm usually switching on and off day to day. Just a guy. That's it. I guess that's the one I wear the most. Just another guy.
I am Amber Frame. I'm a native Tucsonan. I'm an artist. I'm a storyteller and a baker and a painter and a friend. I'm a partner, a daughter, and a cat mom.
My name is Fred Ronstadt. I am a fifth generation Tucsonan. Lived in Tucson my whole life. You know, it's an interesting question. Who are you? Because it depends on how you define yourself.
Yeah, it's very Alice in Wonderland.
You know, certainly there are starting points. You need something to start a conversation, but then the danger is allowing yourself to get stuck somewhere and then being fully defined by that
impression you made.
Yeah. Right. You know, it goes back to being a kid.
In a way.
You know, kids don't care what your title is or how much money you make. What they want to know is, you know,
what are you going to get from the ice cream man?
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream, or things that adults would find boring or irrelevant. And they're very relevant when you want to talk about who you are as a person.
And that's exactly what we want to talk about. Who we are as people. Well, now you've been introduced to our guests, we are going to continue our conversation with each episode. We're going to ask a little bit more and find out a little bit more about each of them. I hope you enjoy getting to know them as I have, and consider the possibility of actively listening, maybe asking yourself some of these questions too. So, what makes you happy? I'm here with Cynthia G. She's a junior majoring in biomedical engineering and molecular and cellular biology at the University of Arizona. Cynthia, what makes you happy?
Well, I guess oftentimes it's just going to be something like, oh, I saw a funny picture of a cat on the internet. I feel a little better now. And other times it's like, oh, I have some free time. I'm going to like find something I enjoy doing. Like, I guess I'll make some brownies this weekend, and I'll have something very nice and chocolatey to eat for the rest of the week. And so it'll be like, sometimes if I have more time, I'll start like working on my hobbies and just kind of relaxing, doing things that are non-academic, because college involves a lot of academics and that burns you out pretty quickly.
Oh, right. It's so important to have a balance between things you want to do and things you have to do.
Yep.
Stephanie Ings, what makes you happy?
What makes me happy? Sunshine, gardening, live music. That's been a really nice thing to get back to this year, is seeing music live. I think there's nothing like that. Friends, family. I think my love language is feeding people. So whenever I can, you know, share food with people, that is what makes me really happy.
And it makes other people happy too. So it's a win-win.
My best efforts, yes.
sunshine, I just was standing out in the sun and I was just like, I could feel it. I could feel the love.
Yeah. My dad, he did this like wayfinding exercise recently, kind of like a salutation to the sun. And it was like, as you turn, you can like feel the sun more and more on your face, depending on what direction you're facing. And depending on what time of day it is and where you're standing, you can kind of tell which direction you're facing if you close your eyes and just stand in the sun. It's like, just like feel that warmth and like thinking about doing that.
That's like extra sensory perception, you know?
Totally.
I really like that. That makes me happy.
Freddie Ronsett,
what makes you happy?
The things that make me happy are incredibly simple. I enjoy being with friends. I enjoy being with my children and my grandchildren. And it's not necessarily that we're doing anything specifically, just being present with somebody and not even having to speak is a happy thing. I love going to Disneyland. That's the happiest place on earth. In probably the last, 15 years or so, I've really taken up or attempted to take up being mindful. I've tried meditation and this and that, but I find that mindfulness for me is just really attempting to be present in whatever moment you're in. I try to enjoy, like for example, right now, I'm not thinking about, oh, I got to do this later on today, or I'm going to a concert at the Rialto tonight. I'm thinking about being here with Bridget and having this conversation. So, right now I'm very happy. I think being happy is just being present. If you live in the present, if you forge strong relationships with friends, with family, that's where real happiness is. It's just being appreciative of taking your next breath. That's really what makes me happy, is just being here and now and enjoying what's going on around me. You know, everyone has their challenges, and I've learned the way to get through a challenge is just to breathe, take an assessment of really what's around you, what's in your life. And I think it's an attitude too. If you look at things as positive, they're going to be positive. So it's really about attitude as well. Living with the expectation that there is joy in the world and there are good things and they're here with us now, you know, that really drives happiness.
Michael, what makes you happy?
I would say that kind of my default is happy. I'm a pretty cheerful person. The reality tends to intrude on that and kind of subtract from my happiness. But in general, my baseline is happy. And then, very simple things. I'm not somebody who needs a lot in life. I have very low ambitions. And gardening makes me happy. I like to backpack and I like to walk. I like to hike and things like that. So I like to be out in nature. That makes me happy. I like eating and drinking and hanging out with friends a lot. You know, I like social interaction. And all of these things kind of are icing on the cake. I feel like in life I have enough already. So anything extra that comes in, you know, sometimes I sit and hang out with my chickens and that makes me happy. Sometimes, you know, I take my dogs down to the river and run them down there and watching them running around and playing and having a good time. It's just joy, you know. Everything is just kind of icing on top of the cake that's already there.
It's such a beautiful world. And it's so easy to close yourself off to that.
I love life. I love being alive. And, you know, of course I have my down moments. I not perfect by any means. But yeah, I think my baseline is kind of cheerful. And then simple pleasures when you're already there, like, you know, I'm satisfied in my life. So anything extra is really, it's just kind of constant pleasure, you know?
Yeah. Being happy makes me happy, so I try to do it every day.
Yeah, something like that.
Amber Frame, what makes you happy?
Nature, sunlight, feeling like I'm a part of the community, making people laugh, making people smile, having real conversations with the people that I love in my life. And when I think about what I'm doing when I feel happy, what are the things in my life that make me smile, it almost always has something to do with either connecting with people, creating or making something, or being outside.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something really ecstatic about making something that wasn't there before.
Yeah, absolutely. The past few years of my life, I've read a lot about and I've thought a lot about this idea that creativity is a gift that we receive from the universe or from God or whatever your notion is of where things come from, and that it is our gift then to give back to the world the things that we create. And to me, that has helped elevate the idea of creativity from something that used to maybe feel trivial or just like a fun hobby to me, to accepting what it really felt like all along, which is one of the most important aspects of my life.
That's what makes you happy?
That's what makes me happy.
Good answer. Dr. Nadia Alvarez, what makes you happy?
That's a very good question, you know, and I think through the years, I will say that the simple things are the things that make me happy. Like when I see my two boys smiling, yesterday, for example, I shared a cappuccino with a friend and we have a really nice talk, and that's make my spirit just to raise up. I'm also very happy that soon after these pandemic times, my family and I were able to back to Mexico and visit my parents, my siblings, my relatives. We have a big family there. Just thinking about all the beautiful times that we're gonna share together, that makes me feel very happy.
It's always nice to have something you're looking forward to, too.
Yes, and when you immigrate, you know, like myself, to another country, even it feels that we are pretty close to my home country, Mexico. It's a long distance, and I've been having a kind of self-transformation in my identity and the way that I see things, because also raising my kids in a different country and be respectful in the sense that they see now the world. That is also a very fascinating journey, but at the same time, sometimes it's like a very scary. You feel that you are losing part of yourself. So yeah, it's, you know, I guess it's part of this immigration journey and this international, bilingual, bicultural, multicultural perspective that happened with many of us around the world when you are born and raised in one country and then for many reasons you move to a different one. It's been a self-transformation, not only because my educator role, but also as a person. Be more aware and trying to open my heart and my mind to learn from others, and in not only from their different perspectives, but also the way that they define themselves and how they see things, many times very different.
What makes you happy?
Mostly, for the most part, it's other people, because I love connections. But then there's other things like film and stuff and editing things. It's like I created and curated this whole video. There's something to show for it, which I think is really It's really nice. The ancient Egyptians, right? Like, they made something that is truly wonderful. It's one of the funny wonders of the world. The strive for making something. That's what makes me happy.
Yeah. Like, how did the Egyptians feel watching the pyramids go up?
Exactly. It's something like that. Making something that lasts, that, like, is there forever, and you know it'll be there forever. At least in my mind, I think it'll be there forever. Like, maybe one day all of the YouTube videos will just not exist anymore, and then everyone will be like, well, what happened to them? So it's like...
All right, so what makes you happy are things that last forever?
Things that, like, I can make and, like, know that they'll last. And then also other people. Like, other people specifically, like, talking to them and, like, having common interests and stuff. Making them laugh and stuff. Like, you know, making others happy is what makes me happy.
Josiah, what makes you happy?
With that question, I really had to think, and like, what makes me really happy is, and this is going to sound so cliche, but the giggles of my son, the silence that comes after a difficult conversation with me and my wife, and just the silence of understanding, you know, where we don't have to say anything else and we kind of understand, that peace of mind makes me happy. Shared hardships do equate to reinforced bonds. I really like when I'm working on a design or a joke and I find that element that works. That makes me happy. I've learned also one of the things that gives me goosebumps is watching somebody else discover their own form of happiness and being able to witness that. It gives me goosebumps and I feel really lucky when somebody discovers a sense of happiness for themselves. You know, other things that make me happy is when there's people that I love and they've entered some new phase of living and they've continued to just let me know that I'm still loved, even though things with them have changed. That is another sense of happiness for me. Those are some of the things, Yeah, you would have asked me about 10 or 20 years ago, that the answers would be completely different. So
that's how we are.
Yeah. So
we're moving on down the road, you know. Yeah,
I know. So I was like, when I read that question, I was just like, does she want now or do we want to talk like anime?
Oh, now.
And yeah, I was like, because what used to make me happy was Samurai Champloo. And there's this scene where these three characters get together and they go tra-la-la-la-la-ling down the road. And it's such an amazing story.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
Will.
Do you agree to be recorded, Will?
Sure.
Awesome. Okay, Will. Who are you?
Street musician, performer, on 4th Avenue, here in Tucson, Arizona, our lovely city.
I got a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
What makes you happy?
What makes me happy? If I can get to go to sleep at night and get up in the morning and somewhere there and do what I want to do, that's what makes me happy. I call this one the Ode to the Hippies.
Hey, Rachel, what makes you happy?
I love to see good people do great things. That is something that I've always really enjoyed. Being able to see people who deserve success achieve it. To live their dreams and to do what they really want to do, what they were meant to do. I love it when artists are rewarded for making music evocative of a place and emotive of their souls. Just being rewarded for that, that's really delightful to me.
When you're able to watch something bloom and grow and strive and then, like, you know, level up, get that reward.
Yes. And to see artists gain significant success and start making money and start being recognized for for making art and making music that means something, that comes from somewhere. It makes me so incredibly happy.
Appreciation for something that is original.
There's always such a drive to monetize everything, you know, everything. One thing that makes me happy is the day in late spring when my Newfoundland mix goes into the pool for the first time of the year. Feeding people makes me happy. Surprising friends with unexpected gifts. And, you know, how proud my parents are of me despite all of my faults.
Oh.
And those are all things that really make me happy. I can go to bed at night knowing that I've done good. You know, I can go to my grave knowing that at least I've tried to do good. And that fuels me.
I always think about it like, you know, I've always had this kind of like desire to have a, you know, maybe a sister or someone in my life that would witness everything and be there with me and like have gone through all the things that I've gone through and you know, just total, you know, pay attention to me 24 hours a day, all the time, be there. And then I had this realization like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, so it's one of those like moments where you realize like, that's what self-love is.
Yeah.
Legit. Like knowing, because there is no one. I mean, people are always looking for a best friend or for a life partner, or, you know, they want to have a witness to their world and become one with someone. It's like, yeah, but the only person that really knows what you meant to say, what you meant to do, what you were hoping for and dreaming of is you. And that is like a huge relief to me. That makes me really happy to know that like at the end of the day, the person that I'm really competing with and trying to impress is me.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Howdy do, it's Bridget Thumb. And I am thrilled to be able to bring you this series called How Do You Do? I want to talk about the importance of getting to know people, because people are amazing. Thank you to our guests, Cynthia G, Stephanie Ings, Rachel Hoblett, Nadia Alvarez, Michael Wells, Josiah Osego, Fred Ronstadt, Elijah Thumb, Amber Frame, and Fourth Avenue Will. It means so much to me that they allowed themselves to be recorded for these conversations. Big thanks to Golden Boots and Crow Wander and Fourth Avenue Will for letting me use their music in today's episode. A full track list can be found at kxci.org, as well as other information about the program. So stay tuned for episode 2 of How Do You Do? We're going to ask, what inspires you?